everyone. It's me, Corona Kelly. So, I currently have Corona. If the audio sounds not as on point as it normally does, it's because I'm outside. Because I'm not really allowed inside. So yeah, I have Corona, and I figured I'd make a podcast because, one, I'm bored. I've literally been doing, well, not nothing, but I've literally been outside for 4.5 hours, pushing 5 hours, and I don't know, I figured people would be interested to hear my Corona story, my symptoms, how I got it, and I guess what my plan is for the next 2 weeks, so stick around. I'll probably throw in some lifeguard stories. I've been really slacking on the podcast, so maybe this Corona is a blessing in disguise, but honestly, who cares? So yeah, stick around. We're gonna take a quick little ad break, because, you know, we gotta make that money. I've made a solid $5, actually $6 on this podcast, so that's like 2 cups of coffee, and if you know me, that's a pretty big deal. I love free stuff, and I love coffee, so if I can get free coffee, you know, that's the only reason I'm doing the pod. Doing the pod for the free Joe. Okay, see you in a sec. How did I get coronavirus, you may ask? I'll tell you exactly how. I hung out with 15 people. Well, actually, yeah, it was probably 15 people. I went on a booze cruise. Can you blame me? Yes, you can. But, you know, it was open air, so I didn't think it was, like, that big of a deal. But it was my friend's birthday. We go on this booze cruise, which is awesome. We had a great time. Couple days later, no symptoms, but one of the guys on the booze cruise texted and was like, yo, I got coronavirus. And we're like, shit. But then I'm like, I'm not even really gonna think anything of it. Like, we're literally on this boat, like, open air, whatever. I mean, we did go to a bar after, but regardless, the point is, I didn't have symptoms at that point, so I was like, you know, whatever, not a big deal. So, a day goes by, and I get kind of congested, and I'm like, oh, what a coincidence. This kid who I was around, he's got corona, now I'm congested. I could still taste and smell everything. Obviously, when you're congested, smell is a little off anyway, but it wasn't at all like, oh my god, I can't smell, you know, I'm putting something right up to my nose and I can't smell it. You can probably tell I'm congested right now. My voice is definitely quite nasally, which is not sounding so great, but, so like a day or two, I guess, pass, and I went to work, honestly, not thinking anything of it. Again, I talked to my parents. I'm like, hey, I was possibly exposed to someone. Like, what do you think? I'm kind of congested. It could just be a cold. And they're kind of like, you don't really have the normal corona symptoms, I guess, like no fever, no aches, no fatigue, no loss of taste or smell. Plus, it could just be a normal cold. And also, I had gone surfing like 2 days prior during the hurricane, or like when the hurricane was built. I don't really remember the exact day or whatever. But the point is, I took a gnarly wipeout, almost twisted my knee. I thought I was pretty scared because the leash went one way, I went the other. Regardless, besides the point, my knee's fine. But I swear to God, my brain got cleared out from the salt water. Like, the wipeout, there was salt water in my ears, my nose, my eyes. Like, it was so bad. Like, literally at dinner, it happened to Ryan too, my brother. At dinner, he, like, his nose started dripping with salt water. So I was like, holy crap. So basically, the waves were just so crazy that we straight up just got smashed out there. So I thought maybe I was congested because I had some little fishies swimming around up there. Or salt water. Like, I thought I was just gotten so cleared out that, like, I don't know. But obviously that's not the case. So I go to work, then I'm congested. So then the next day I call out. I'm like, hey, can someone cover my shift? Like, I'm not feeling great. Again, didn't think it was corona, which obviously it ended up being. So good thing I didn't go to work that day. And then the next day, or I guess that night, I get a text from another guy who was on the boat, like, oh, by the way, I'm positive too. So now two people who I hung out with are positive and probably got it that night. So I'm like, all right, the wheels are turning, like, I'm probably positive. And oddly enough, that night I actually, because me and my dad have coffee every night, decaf, don't worry, and it kind of tasted like shit. So I was like, wait, this is like actually probably corona. So I text my boss, and I felt pretty bad because we had this, basically on Volano, there's like these jet ski races. It was the Pro Watercross National Tour or something was coming to Volano, and we were kind of stressed because we didn't know how this was going to go. Like, did they have medical people on staff, whatever. So I was supposed to work and help out with that. So I felt bad bailing, like, literally the night before, because I knew how we needed, like, staff on the beach. But I figured, you know, if I do have corona, infecting the freaking beach is probably a bigger concern than me not being there. So I text my boss. She's like, yeah, go get tested. So next morning, I get tested. I swear to God, they shoved that Q-tip up to my brain and tickled it. It was insane. And my eye watered, whatever. And a couple hours later, they're like, coronavirus detected. And I'm like, shit. And the problem is my dad is also congested and he wasn't feeling well. So guess who else has it? Most likely. He hasn't gotten tested, but he's got it too. So the Aponte household is not doing so good with the corona stats. Ryan already had it. I have it. My dad probably has it. So my poor mom is like sanitizing like crazy. And like I said, I've been outside all day or in my room this morning. And then my dad has been in the TV room, and that's also where he's sleeping. And then he came outside. So basically we're just out here like kicked out of the house, which I totally understand, but I'm starting to get kind of bored and it's literally day one. I've kept myself entertained till now and I'm fine right now, but I just know like I have a couple more hours before I go to bed and like, what the hell am I gonna do? So I would highly appreciate if any of you listeners can, you know, text me or something, stuff to stay entertained. So what I've been doing is I went on a 6-mile walk on the beach today, obviously by myself. I stayed where the people were not, like up by the dunes and stuff. Funny enough, it started storming, so I literally had to run 3 miles back in like my bathing suit and no shoes. So I have some blisters on my feet, but you know, whatever, what else was I gonna do? And then I did the Indo board for a while, and then I laid on the ground outside, and then I went in the pool, and now I'm making a podcast. So far so good, but I know the next 13 days are gonna be quite boring, and I'm gonna run out of things to do, so definitely gonna need some suggestions. Also, it was kind of cool when I found out I had corona and like told some of my friends. The amount of people, it was really nice that like called me or texted me like all concerned, like, oh my God, Kelly, are you okay? I hope you're okay. And it's just funny because I'm literally fine. Like, I feel like I'm ready to party. Like, the only problem is I'm congested. So I don't really know. Like, I appreciate obviously everyone checking on me. It's super nice and I appreciate it a lot. But it's just kind of funny because I feel like corona right now has a stigma of like, oh my God, you're on your deathbed, which that's obviously true for some people. And that's super sad and unfortunate. But for me, I've been literally fine. So I know I just need to keep my distance, not go anywhere unless I'm alone. Like, I'll probably walk around the neighborhood by myself or go to the beach by myself. And luckily where I live, there's no like public parking or anything. So no one is really at my beach anyway. So I won't even be around people in open air at the beach. I'll probably just go surf by myself. It's kind of cool because my brother, since he already had it, obviously he's still being cautious and keeping his distance, but he's not of huge concern just because right now he is most likely in this immunity period or whatever. So yeah, it's been great. I definitely need to catch up on making podcasts about lifeguarding. I have some tower tales kind of ready to tell, but I just haven't really had the time because I've been lifeguarding, no joke. If I was still at work, this would have been my 9th day in a row, tomorrow my 10th, and then I had a day off. So it's kind of nice to have a break, honestly, and I do get paid, which is really, really nice. I'm super fortunate to have a job that supports that. But yeah, I'm just gonna be kind of bored. So if you have any podcast recommendations, definitely send them my way. I'm gonna do a Q&A on my Instagram story for the podcast and then make an episode answering those questions. So feel free to ask literally anything, because I've got all the time in the world, people. Any suggestions on Netflix? I've been watching Love Island, which for those who have seen it, you know how easy it is to watch like 50 episodes in a row. So that's actually been pretty great. But yeah, and also send any coffee suggestions, because I don't know, coffee tastes really bad right now, but iced coffee seems to be all right. Like hot coffee, I don't know if it's the temperature that like makes it taste shitty. I don't really know, but iced coffee, I had one of those La Cum, I think is the brand, the oat milk latte this morning, and that was pretty good. So any coffee suggestions, let me know. Thanks for listening. This is a super short episode, but it's more just to tell you guys that I'm going to be on quarantine, so I'll probably be making more podcast episodes. So if you need some time to be entertained, hit up Shits and Gigs, because I'll be posting, I'm not going to say once a day, that's probably a lot, but definitely will be posting more than I have been, because I kind of took a little chill pill on the pod. And if you want me to have you on the podcast, if you have a funny story, I don't know, like, whatever, just let me know. All right, people, stay safe, wash your hands, and if you do have corona, hit me up, because then we can hang out, and we can, you know, chill in my pool or something, I don't know. But, all right, wish me luck through this quarantine, and keep on listening. Peace out.